Right now, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Dallas Dodge.
Hey, a couple quick hits before we get to some funny Jerry audio. The P1 known as Jameson says, I'm loving Killer's shake voice and full-on power down moments. No kidding there, cracking me up big time. Once he's done with his awkward interjections, the extended silences have me laughing out loud like an idiot. Totally awesome. Viva Killer. Now, of course, he's talking about our interim producer, Jason Killer Kellison. And Killer, you're wrapping up, what, about a week here of producing for us?
Yeah, I think so. This is day four.
And how's the experience gone so far?
It's getting better day by day.
What was so hard about the first day?
I was really nervous the first day.
Really?
From waking up, making sure I was here on time, to just turning the button on to even talk. I was nervous about doing
that. You got it down now.
I'm not scared now. I still get shake voice, obviously, but...
Do you think that you have shake voice now?
I don't think I do right now, no.
What causes you to get shake voice?
Whenever you turn your head over and look at me.
He's an on-air bully, isn't he, Killer?
Oh, he's a big bully.
Yeah. He really is.
I'd give him my milk money if I was still in school.
We had one. Even if I didn't ask for it.
I'd be scared. I'd be like, here you go, and just cower away.
We had one P1 who had a tip for you, Killer. So they like your questions, but just don't end them with, so.
Yeah.
I think you've done a great job, Killer, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I do too.
Congratulations on a successful week.
This week, producing this show will look very good on your resume around here. Very good.
Morning drive producer. That's pretty big.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty impressive. That guarantees you a job anywhere in the U.S., basically.
You can put that you contributed.
I guess you don't have to comment on that, but.
You contributed off the air. Well, off the
just
air.
Just off the air.
Maybe, a lot of off the air.
Maybe we should see how versatile Killer is and have him roll in here to the newsroom tomorrow for a little while.
That'd be great. Have you
there
do a ticker?
Too?
I have a plan for this afternoon, actually. So,
what's your plan for this afternoon?
I'm going to take those 10 words that you had definitions for earlier today. I'm going to go to a mall and see how many people actually know the definitions for those words.
Now, that is a little initiative that we don't see from producers around here.
We like that, Killer.
A killer bit.
Oh, God.
That's a good idea.
Now, don't defeat him already, Jerry. He's got a good idea.
Killer.
Stolen from me, but that's okay. You're taking it and actually performing that idea.
Stolen from you?
Executing the idea.
He actually said it would be a good idea to go out there and ask. And I'm just going to take his idea and do it.
I don't remember you saying that, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, because you brought up how many would actually get it right.
Right. And I think that people are not going to know. I don't think they'll know 9 of those 10 words can properly define them.
Oh,
and you need to get all
no
different kind of
9.
Demographics.
I was going to put the over-under lower, like at 5.5.
No, I'm saying they'll
He's
know one.
Get 1 out of 10.
Oh, I see.
They'll get 1 out of 10. I think that they'll get bigot is the only word that they'll get.
I think they'll get a few more. There were a couple of others. You still have the list?
What's pragmatic, the maybe. Moratorium. Socialism. Shellacking. Dissident. Vertive.
Was it? I think it was furtive.
Is it vertive?
Fartive.
Furtive.
Fartive.
Furtive.
Fartive.
No, it's not that.
In austerity.
Guy, you might be right.
I'm telling you, they're just going to get bigot. They'll say moratorium is, they're going to think it's some sort of concert venue.
It's where you play basketball.
Yeah.
Welcome to the moratorium.
Furtive. What will they think furtive is?
That.
Why are you moaning so? Mixture of pleasure and pain.
What is that from?
What?
That drop of George? That was. Remember when we put the mic in the bathroom? Because we knew George goes in there the same time every day?
No.
Was on his bombing runs?
No.
He's 9 o'clock Charlie?
All right. So, anyway, I just wanted to take a brief moment and thank you, Killer, for your work. And I'm very excited about this thing that you've got planned this evening.
I play.
And you're going to edit it all up and everything?
I'm going to do my best on everything I do.
Really? Okay.
All right.
No, I got to go poop.
Before we get to Jerry audio, Speaking of furtive, a woman who brought a lawsuit against a Boston area doctor has lost this lawsuit. Now, a woman claims that she set fire to her genitals. Why is the music stopping?
Why wouldn't
That's it? Shocking.
A woman claims that she set fire to her genitals.
Really?
V-Steam accident?
I don't know if I can read the story, really.
Let's let Killer read it.
It grosses me out too much. All right, Killer.
I'll bring it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
You're listening to live coverage of Gordon delivering a story to Killer.
Well, we appreciate Killer's efforts. Do we really want to let him run the offense here?
Good question.
All right, Killer. Go ahead. Present this important news item.
I don't want to.
You must.
He's bullying you.
I'm bullying you into doing my bidding here.
This woman claims she set fire to her genitals back in 2005. She suffered burns to her anal and vaginal and perineal areas.
You didn't read the whole first sentence.
What is that word? How do you pronounce that, Gordon? Hemorrhoidectomy? Hemorrhoidectomy?
Hemorrhoid surgery.
Hemorrhoid surgery for I can't read.
No, you're doing
You're doing great. Just start with the first sentence.
It's such small print, I can't read it.
Just start with the first sentence and read it all the way through.
A woman who claims that she set fire to her genitals when she broke wind.
What?
She lit herself on fire when she farted. I can't read this story.
You have to, as a broadcaster, we're training you right now to be a broadcaster.
You know, I figured out his voice. Doesn't his voice sound like someone who would have voiced one of the characters in a Charlie Brown episode?
Yeah,
like he could be Linus or...
All right, get through the first sentence without messing up.
Oh, man. A woman who claims that she set fire to her genitals when she broke wind during a hemorrhoid lost the malpractice suit. Oh, I'm getting nervous right now. Lost a malpractice... I can't even talk.
You're doing fine.
She lost a malpractice lawsuit that she filed against her Boston area surgeon. I can't do this, Gordon.
Just keep going. You're doing fine.
I can't do it.
Stop saying that you can't do it and just do it.
The incident happened in 2005, June 2005. The woman said that she suffered burns to her anal, vaginal, and perineal areas, resulting in an infection, according to court documents. The case began routinely enough. Her skin was prepped for surgery with an alcohol-based antibacterial solution. The surgeon inserted a saline-soaked surgical sponge into her anal canal.
Yeah, that one is difficult.
Placed a stitch with a chromic suture that was packed in alcohol and then used it in electrosurgery. Used an electrosurgery pen to start dissecting her hemorrhoids. During the electrosurgery, the woman contends that she passed flatus and fire ignited near her perineum.
Good job, Killer. That was a great read.
Now, is there more to the story, or is that it?
Sorry, I farted.
I have a question. Was there an open flame? Because that's the only way that...
The pen, I guess, is a flame. It cauterizes.
Like okay.
Cauterizes.
Is that the right word?
Close. Cauterizes?
I don't know. I think so, yes.
We'll Sergeant Cauterizes?
Pile!
Oh, gosh.
Sorry,
is there more? Now, see, you can't. If someone hired you to read this document professionally in a court of law,
I would do a pre-read. I would read it through first, and then I would come back and read it again.
So you think with one pre-read, you could nail this thing? Like, you wouldn't mess up?
Oh, no, not on this story. I would definitely crack up. I mean, it's...
Okay.
Flatulence is funny.
Yeah, but when it burns a woman to such a degree, is that funny?
Yeah, I don't think that's funny, killer.
I think it's hysterical.
Can we stop letting him quarterback the offense right now?
Okay. All right, well, thank you for that.
This is your corner.
Past Flatus. Thank you, killer, for that.